This Week in Nuclear for June 6, 2010. Who do you boycott? Welcome to the show. I'm John Wheeler, and you're listening to This Week in Nuclear, a podcast about the peaceful uses of nuclear energy and how nuclear energy will make our world cleaner, safer, and less dependent on fossil fuels. During a recent conversation over the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, a friend of mine asked if anyone in the group was boycotting BP. This led to a lively discussion about the effectiveness of boycotts and the inevitable question, who do you boycott? Before I answer that question, I want to make it clear that I don't want to get overly negative. Sometimes I'm critical of so-called environmental groups like Friends of the Earth and Greenpeace, who seem to be against everything yet provide no realistic alternatives. In my view, to boycott one person, place, or things means that I'm supporting an alternative. You don't have to look very far to find celebrities, politicians, or companies who are actively working against the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. So I'm going to talk about a couple that come to mind that I boycott. There was a time in my life that going to the Ben & Jerry's ice cream shop was a ritual. The company opened one of their first retail stores in a renovated gas station about a block from my apartment in Saratoga Springs, New York, where I lived when I worked at Knowles Atomic Power Laboratory. As the company grew and profits rolled in, their founders became more and more politically active in Vermont. Unfortunately, they jumped on the anti-nuclear bandwagon and began to support groups like the Vermont Business for Social Responsibility, who advocate shutting down Vermont Yankee Nuclear Plant. I made a decision not to buy Ben & Jerry's ice cream because every scoop I ate was helping to fund activist efforts to shut down Vermont's only nuclear power plant. It's too bad that Ben & Jerry's fails to understand that without Vermont Yankee, the electricity they use to manufacture their ice cream would necessarily come from fossil fuels, and that would contribute to air pollution and climate change. I doubt that the company has considered that Vermont is one of the only states that still produces electricity by burning oil, and if Vermont Yankee is to shut down, they'll burn even more oil to produce electricity. So their efforts to shut down Vermont Yankee are in direct support of our reliance on oil and other fossil fuels. Fortunately for me, though, there are plenty of ice cream alternatives. I'm a big fan of Tom Clancy novels, and one of my favorites is The Hunt for Red October. I've read the book and enjoyed the movie when it first premieres, but unfortunately I'll never watch it again. That's because one of the stars of that movie is Alec Baldwin, an actor who has personally contributed millions of dollars towards efforts to shut down the Indian Point nuclear plant in New York and the Oyster Creek nuclear plant in New Jersey. Baldwin and his actress wife, Kim Basinger, support the Anti-Nuclear Radiation and Public Health Project. The Radiation and Public Health Project is responsible for several junk science reports that claim commercial nuclear reactors are responsible for thousands of cancer deaths to plant workers and the general population around the plant. Baldwin is also a frequent contributor on the Huffington Post, which gives him a soapbox on which to promote his radical anti-nuclear ideas. Some recent anti-nuclear articles by Alec Baldwin include The Hidden Costs of Nuclear Power and The Truths About Nuclear Power in Utility Reactors. I've put links to both these articles in the show notes for this podcast so you can read it and see for yourself. I will not watch any movie or television show in which Alec Baldwin or Kim Basinger appear. To do so would support their ability to provide financial aid to anti-nuclear groups. If you think about it, their ability to influence public opinion is based on their celebrity, and that is directly tied to the size of their audience. If everyone quit watching Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger, then their value as lobbyists and spokespersons would diminish, and their ability to financially support such efforts would decline. So that brings me to the next question. Tell me, do you boycott any companies or individuals? If so, who are they? Post a comment on the show notes for this episode and share your thoughts. Thanks for listening to This Week in Nuclear. I'm John Wheeler. Have a great nuclear day. Music for This Week in Nuclear is provided by Charlie Crow and the PodSafe Music Network.